This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty, who runs the rivers and lakes.
He's Allah Almighty,
who runs the clouds full of rain.
He's Allah Almighty, who forgives us when we commit many sins.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Dear viewers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, meaning may the peace, mercy and the blessings of Almighty God Allah be upon all of you. In the last episode, we were continuing our study, our learning with regards to the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, we will continue with more names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with an objective to comprehend them and help ourselves in our lives in this dunya and help ourselves inshallah with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter. In this episode, we shall talk about Ash-Shakir. Ash-Shakir is another name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, ayat number 158. Ash-Shakir is the one who recognizes and rewards for our doings. Ash-Shakir is the one who recognizes the good that we do and who rewards us for the good that we do in abundance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who recognizes who has done good and He rewards that person for that good. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's unique name, Ash-Shakir, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives more than what you do. If you do it once, Allah is more abundant in His mercy, in His name, Ash-Shakir. He is the recognizer. He rewards you in a better way. As well as if you do sin, He makes it in a lower way. So what we need to do with this name, Ash-Shakir, we need to repel the bad with the good so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can reward us and we become the one who are the pure and perfect slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to continue our struggle in terms of doing all the things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded in the Quran and which was brought through the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was brought in the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ash-Shakur. Ash-Shakur is the one who is the appreciative. He doesn't just recognize, he doesn't just rewards, he also appreciates. Does Allah have to do that? He is the creator, He is the owner, He is the one who is independent. Does Allah have to do this appreciation? He doesn't have to do. But He does it. Why? Because He loves to do that. That is His name. Ash-Shakur. Meaning the one who appreciates what you do. He appreciates in order to motivate you. To inspire you. To make you a better slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He rewards in a better way. He overcomes your sins. That is the reason. What we need to do, we need to make sure that we repel the bad. Yes, we have bad, but we need to repel that bad. Remove that bad with the good. With the good. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us in doing so. Another name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ash-Shaheed. Ash-Shaheed, it means the witness. The witness. The one who is witnessing everything He is witnessing everything. Nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is a witness. He is a shaheed. He is shaheed of everything. So if we do any act, Allah is a witness of that. If that act is good, Allah is a witness of that. And if that act is bad, Allah is a witness of that. So what do we have to do? We have to make ourselves, tune ourselves, program ourselves in the light of the knowledge of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to please Allah, to please a shaheed, that he witness all that is good for us in this life and the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Al-Alim. Who is Al-Alim? Al-Alim is the one who is the knower of everything. Whatever it may be the matter, whatever it may be the matter, whether it is concealed or it is revealed, whether it is open, whether it is closed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Al-Alim. He is Al-Alim. Allah is Al-Alim. He is the knower of everything. Whatever thinking that you get in your mind, in your thought, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows that thought. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the knower of everything that we do. So we need to make sure that Al-Alim, the knower of everything, the past, present, and the future, the knower of everything in every way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the knower. He is all knower. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Alim as well. Al-Alim is the one who is all knowing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Hujurat, Surah number 49, number 13, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Alim. He is Al-Alim, which means the one who is the knower of everything and He is all knowing. Can you know anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has this attribute? Whether it be God of the Hindus, of the Christians, of the Buddhists, or anybody whom they adore, whom they attribute the worship of God, do they have this attribute who is all-knowing? Never. It is Allah who is all-knowing. It is Allah alone who is the one who is all-knowing, who has this attribute. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us chance by giving these names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we may ponder, the people in general may know that whether idol, whether grave, whether human is all-knowing? Not at all. So how can they be God? For God to be actually God in reality, He must be all-knowing. He must have the knowledge of the past, present, and the future. Jesus Christ, peace be upon Him, in the Bible, He says, in Gospel of Mark, chapter number 13, verse number 32, He says, no one has the knowledge of the hour. No one knows what is the coming hour going to be except the Lord. So even Jesus Christ, in their own scripture, testifies that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone is the one who is all knowing. And again, people of the world must reflect, must understand what power Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has is appreciated. We need to ponder ourselves in order to reflect on this name, all-knowing. Other than Allah, there is no one who is all-knowing. So what is the point to go and worship anybody, to adore anybody who is limited in their knowledge, who is limited in their power, who is limited in all capacities, as opposed to those qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, which is all-knowing, all-powerful, all-hearing, all-listening? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only God who is worthy of our worship. He deserves our worship. And we are in need of the one who is all-knowing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is also Al-Azim. Al-Azim means the great. Al-Azim is the one who is absolutely great. His power is great. His names are great. His attributes are great. The books that He has sent are great. The last and final book, it is the greatest and the living miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the living miracle for people to recognize, to know the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They must also look in the Quran. Take the Quran. Take the Quran, read it by yourself. Understand it. And you would marvel. You would marvel the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatness as He is Al-Azim. He is the mighty. He can do anything. Nothing can stop Him. Nothing is impossible for Him. He is Al-Azim. He is the great and He is greatest. And every time we need to remember this, that our significance is nothing. We are the tiny creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Al-Azim. And there is no one who can stand with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His greatness, in His names and attributes, in His lordship, in His essence, in His existence, in His might, in His power, in His glorious names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Almighty. He is actually Al-Azim in reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is also Al-Aziz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Al-Aziz. Al-Aziz is the one who is showing dearness to all the slaves. Al-Aziz is the one of the greatest names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to reflect on these names. He is Al-Aziz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers and sisters, reflect on these names, relate it with your lives, and let the light of knowledge begins in our hearts and mind so that we may do a better worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll come back after a short break.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty.